And welcome everybody back to another episode of Keeping It True by You Saints. It is of course now 1 month exactly from the first preseason game and the return to football. But of course before that comes training camp and we're only 2 weeks away from there. So now it is time to no longer talk about speculation, draft picks, and so forth and so on. It is time to talk about how this team will be constructed to win games in the 2025-2026 football season. Welcome back to Keeping It True by You Saints, everybody. My name is Donald. I'll host this in every episode. And if this is your first time, thank you for stopping by. We talk about everything going on with the New Orleans Saints, both at the practice facility, in the GM's office, and in the dome. So, as we take this episode in, it's important to maybe start changing the viewpoint of how we talk about the Saints, how we talk about what's going on. One thing, of course, that happened today, you got a brand new icy white helmet, debatably the best alternate helmet in the game right now. I think that it very much puts the team in a position to look very good, to have the Color Rush whites looking absolutely fabulous, and this team to continue to have to make major gains. Look, it is still a plus 30,000 odd to win the Super Bowl. There is really not much hope elsewhere as far as immediate results, as the odds to win the division have decreased in the past couple weeks here. It's looking like it's going to be an uphill battle for the Saints this year. But I think that is not really where you want to be looking at this. This team is more than, okay, maybe they're 5-13, 5-12, you know, maybe they're 8-9 on a really good side. It's not the win and loss record that's going to be more important. The question is Spencer Rattler, is Tyler Shuck the quarterback of the future, a quarterback who will command this team into their second contract? As of right now, I believe the answer to that question is yes. I haven't quite determined who it is, but I do have a feeling who will get the first start, first snaps as the season begins. Beyond that, you have many other questions of, is there any life left in this aging defensive core? Have you put positions together that need to be put together, such as a front line that struggled last year to stay on the field? You draft, of course, with a first round pick, another offensive tackle. So theoretically, you've now secured your quarterback. Will that quarterback come from Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler? That's where it's going to become more of the question. And even behind them, you have Jake Haener and Hunter Deckers, who are going to compete to see who's going to be the last guy left on the active roster. Oftentimes that's going to be that special third quarterback designated spot, and the other guy is most likely headed to the practice squad or off the team entirely. So you already decided, in the offseason, it's not going to be Ben DiNucci. Those two guys are going to be putting together some very entertaining preseason football and training camp football, because it's not, a situation where you're just writing off your third string. Those guys are having a position battle in their own right, assuming that they've already been written out of the starting job, which will be between, of course, Rattler and Shuck. So a lot of things going on for your New Orleans Saints. But before we get too deep into that, before we really start enjoying football season, hopefully get some relief from these temperatures sooner or later, because it has been a humid mess. Don't forget, it all starts whenever you hit that subscribe button here on YouTube. Follow me over on TikTok or wherever else you're enjoying the show. Don't forget, if you're over listening on one of the podcast apps, we appreciate you over there. Don't forget, leave 5 stars and like everywhere else, because it's just that simple. And share, because whenever you talk about the Saints, we talk about the Saints, it increases the community and increases the pressure for this team to improve, because I don't know how many more seasons we can take at 5-12. But beyond me appeasing the algorithm, everybody, let's get back into this one. It is getting to that fun point where we look again at what's coming up. And this is, of course, a shorter episode, as, of course, it's deep in the offseason. The biggest story is that Alvin Kamara was in Chicago with the NASCAR event that went on there as an ambassador, got to throw out the first pitch at Wrigley. A lot going on there. That's about the biggest story, that and some white helmets. So looking back at what happened over the offseason, it is important to note that the Saints have been relatively positioning themselves to do a couple things this season. You have to take a look at the fact that Taysom Hill is going to be very questionable on when he gets to return to action. I would assume, based on what we understand at this point, he's going to start training camp on the PUP list and could stay there for until he's ready, essentially, if he is ready to make that return. You know, he's up and he's moving on the knee, but the knee, of course, is still a work in progress. Beyond that, Foster Moreau skipped OTAs. We assume that he has a better shot to be ready. And then you signed Jack Stoll as a hypothetical fourth, although it's air quote fourth, with Taysom Hill being more of a utility guy. You know, you're a little thin in the tight end room. You have to ask yourself, have you secured your secondary any? Of course, you'd make a draft pick in that secondary spot trying to get better. And you sign Justin Reed, who will be entertaining to watch again for those going to training camp in 2 weeks. You're going to get to see your safety kick some field goals. And Blake Groupie gets a little nervous whenever he starts hitting them from 50, which he has at this point. So, you know, it's going to be stories like that that are going to really start setting the tone. Of course, in the wide receiver room, you feel pretty decent about 1-2-3. You got Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and then Brandon Cooks returning to the Saints after being away for so long. Beyond that, the questions start to come in. You get Donovan Peoples-Jones. You have Cedric Wilson. You have Bub Means, Kevin Austin. That's nice. Of course, you re-sign Dante Pettis. But is that really the core that you want to move forward with, or are these pieces step one towards reshaping things? Of course, also in the running back room, you let go of Jamal Williams after the performance he's had the past couple of years. That then brings room for you to sign Cam Akers over the offseason. More introduction of people who are positionally the transition team to get you from the struggling team that you've been, hopefully back to where you want to be as the season progresses and you start to realize, maybe by trade deadline, hey, you're not a part of the next generation Saints, you're a part of the next generation Saints, and we'll build from there. Because again, me personally, I find that Kellen Moore is going to be in control of this team in whatever way that it ends up shaking out. He has to be essentially the veteran leader for his team, which is a strange position when you think of what a head coach needs to do. But when you have a combined, I believe it's 6 starts in the quarterback room, of course, you also have an offensive coordinator. You have a quarterback's coach that are all quarterbacks by trade. So there, it's going to be sort of a team effort, but the lead one, of course, is Kellen Moore. It really will be more, particularly on the offense, more of a leadership and a, you know, guidance role, because you have such a young group there on the offensive side of the ball. Of course, you do keep some of your more veteran presence, like an Eric McCoy at center, who now is backed up by Will Clapp returning to the Saints after he has also been making a caravan across the league. And then on the defense, it's a matter of who is a part of the next round for your Saints. And, you know, you have Cam Jordan, who's been making media rounds this summer. He seems like he's getting ready for a TV spot. I don't blame the man. He's been here for a long time, put up great numbers, and, of course, is a Saints Hall of Famer. But does this mean that he continues to take less snaps? Or does this mean that his role more on the defensive tackle side gets amplified? These are the questions we'll need to know and we're going to see as training camp is underway. Another one that I think you just can't really disregard is that the special teams is always going to be in question during preseason. Now, I think Dennis Allen was a little short with the way how he ran special teams. You didn't see it as much from Sean Payton, but he always gave you hints that he was willing to. Blake Groupie has had pretty decent success in his NFL career to this point. A lot of people like to have, you know, different commentary, and they'll say different things. Look, he is respectable as a field goal kicker. Now, last year, he struggled beyond what he really should have from the extra point mark, which sounds like it's kind of backwards, but 18th overall in the league in field goal percentage and 31st overall in extra point percentage. That's bottom half. And as much as we might like what Blake Groupie brings, it's not a 100% written, matter of fact that he's going to be here whenever the season's over. So he is now kicking with his job on the line. And of course you wish him the best, but that's another thing that's not going to get maybe as much, you know, national or even local media if you're only getting a 4-minute blip. These are things to be looking out for, particularly once we get to that August 10th date and the Saints are playing in Los Angeles against the Chargers. That's going to be things that, again, just don't get the conversation that they need to have. Beyond that, of course, Tyrann Mathieu is now kind of having to lead the next generation of Saints safeties, as it appears that he is going to basically be here until the end of this contract, and then that looks like it's done for him for the playing career. But a lot of interesting players all being put together into what is really kind of a season-long tryout, I feel like. Because when you look at what Mickey Loomis does, and this is one thing to take away from this, when you look at how Mickey Loomis runs this team, it is always a matter of, am I going to be winning now, or am I accumulating pieces and preserving pieces, for that matter, at a rate that is a little bit different than how the NFL does it. And I think that the salary cap has not limited this next stage of it. We'll see if Kellen Moore can keep it up from a coaching perspective as far as keeping himself and the talent all in one cohesive unit, which is how Mickey likes to do it, because then he can get those restructures a little bit easier. He can get those disbursements, and players are more bought in on the fact that winning is possible. I really think that's going to be one thing that he tries to insinuate here once you figure out who's the next QB1, and beyond that, who's going to be the next set of core Saints players that you hope to build for a decade on. And remember, you have two solid young offensive linemen with Kelvin Brown, Talise Fuanga, and then you have the potential for a rookie or half-rookie QB1. That is something that you can put together, locked down in a combination with a Chris Olave, and you can be set for 10 years as far as offensive playmakers. This team is a shot for whoever can step up and whoever can do that job correctly to potentially secure themselves one, if not two, contracts with the way how they play this year, because it can all get taken away just as easily if in this transition process they get lost in the weeds and then end up falling off. It's going to be one of the most intense training camps I believe we've seen as Saints fans since the Peyton Breeze era began, particularly since post-Super Bowl era. It's going to be very entertaining. I'll be out there, of course, a couple times myself over at training camp. I hope to see you there. Hope to talk to you about what's going on with the team. And we'll, of course, keep an eye on it as it is officially the end of the offseason here on Keeping It True by You Saints. We're in football mode, and it's all about to get started actively in 2 weeks here as the Saints open up training camp at the facility down there on Airline Drive. I'm excited. I hope you all are, too. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Have a great evening. And, of course, we appreciate you as we're keeping it true by you Saints. Thanks, everybody.
This has been a True by You Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True by You Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.